To talk more about that, which was big enough to bring the president of the U.S. here, is the president of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Danny Seiden. And Danny, congrats on this $40 billion win, because I know the chamber played a big part in landing Taiwan Semiconductor here. Now, forgive me for doing my job by looking for a little dark cloud behind the silver lining, but what are your biggest concerns with a second TSMC plant now coming here? Is it housing? Is it waste material? Because I've been reading a lot about the toxic substances used in manufacturing chips, some of which are called forever chemicals, or is it something else?
So, well, first of all, again, good morning. Thanks for being here. You're right. Huge news yesterday, $40 billion. Let's start with the positive. This is one of the largest foreign direct investments in history for the United States, and it's happening right here in Arizona, and the president got to come and experience how wonderful our state is and our weather is right now. So all good things. What am I worried about with this announcement from TSMC? Next to nothing. TSMC is a model good corporate citizen. Part of their announcement yesterday, Jim and Jamie, we heard them say that they are going to be close to being a net zero, you know, user of water by a date certain, because they're building another wastewater treatment facility, very similar to what Intel did in the Southeast Valley, and they're going to be a water positive user. So that shows you what they're bringing. Any water that they use that could potentially contaminate the process, they would treat it and be able to return it to the ecosystem in a way that's safe. And when it comes to polluting or some of the chemical issues you mentioned, you should know that TSMC has some of the best practices in the world. What they do with air emissions is less than any other semiconductor company that's out there. They're a fantastic company. We're glad to have them in Arizona.
Danny,
go ahead, Jim.
I want to go back to the water again. You're saying that, you know, they won't be using a lot of water because they have a recycling ability. But what about all of the housing and apartments that are going up for the tens of thousands of workers, each one of which is going to be using water?
No, that's a great point. So growth is a good problem to have, Jamie. We do have a shortage right now of housing, but so does the whole entire country. So the supply issue that we have, we need our local government to kind of push some things through and get more permits going so we can build more. There's plenty of water. As we like to remind people, we use less water now than we did in 1957, and our population has skyrocketed since then. So we were a well-planned for a water state. So all these houses, all these units that will go up, will have to prove 100-year water supply usage. We're one of the only states that require that, but we're very responsible about it. So when it comes to building homes and accounting for the water, I'm not concerned about that either. I am concerned that we need to get these houses built fast because people are moving here. We're still sitting in the fastest-growing county in the country.
Yeah.
And with announcements like yesterday's, it's not just the $40 billion in the fab. I mean, Jamie alluded to this. It's creating a whole new ecosystem of advanced tech manufacturing. So these are really high-paying jobs, and a lot of people are going to be moving here, in even small businesses that supply things for our semiconductors and keep our supply chain going. So all good news. But you're right. It does present some challenges with growth. I'm confident that Arizona will meet those challenges as we always have.
We're talking with Danny Seiden, the president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry, about the new Taiwan semiconductor, the new one, because we're getting a second plant here. Yesterday when I was talking to economist Elliot Pollack, I suggested maybe we should start calling ourselves the Valley of the Silicon Valley of the Sun. But what can we do to avoid becoming the Bay Area with its affordability problems? Is it just massive building of houses, or can we do something else?
First of all, great question. And, you know, we have been referred to as the Silicon Desert, okay. Even though we're also a valley. So I'll take it. You're right. I've said that the 6C should be added to Arizona and have it be chips now, because we're producing the best semiconductor chips in the country now. But what can we do to avoid the cost issues we see in California? Well, I mean, policy is, you know, number one, two, and three on that list. You know, in California, they tried things like rent control. Didn't work. In California, they really limited the supply of housing and how it was built. That didn't work. So I do think it's not just building, but it's also making sure we don't try any bad policies that have been proven throughout history in our country not to work. Things like rent control. The way to answer a housing supply issue and a demand issue is to build more. And, you know, naturally prices come down when there's not as much demand out there. So I believe that we can meet the affordability thing, and we should not overreact with bad policies that have been proven not to work.
Okay. Always good to talk to you. Danny Seiden there.